We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
So we talked about NFL free agency, well, more specifically tampering, and Le'Veon Bell going to the Jets, Odell Beckham Jr. being traded from the Giants to the Browns. But the Chiefs have been active over the last couple of days as well in who they've released and who they've traded and also who they've acquired. Dan Israel from the Chiefs Radio Network joins us. Welcome back, Dan. How you been?
Good, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Good.
It's pretty interesting to be an NFL fan over the last 24 hours. Bruce and I were trying to make sense of the Odell Beckham Jr. trade, and I guess that's maybe for someone with a higher pay grade, but we can't for the life of us think about what Dave Gettleman was thinking or doing. AFC got a lot stronger within the last couple of days, didn't they?
Yeah, it did. You know, I mean, I think as far as the Giants are concerned, the only thing I could guess there is they've just committed to this rebuilding, and they're going after a quarterback. They got Barkley from last year, and I'll tell you what, I think the one thing you see throughout the league with the Le'Veon Bell, with the Antonio Brown, teams are not cowing to this. They're not cowering at all to this attitude of players demanding things out of them. And there is a price to pay to be a locker room disruption. And you're seeing a little of that, I think. You know, now, we all know John Dorsey from his time here, and that doesn't affect him. He's not that kind of guy. He's just a, you know, bubblegum chewing kind of sit down and, hey, let's go play some football kind of stuff. He doesn't get into the politics much there. So you can see why Cleveland is becoming what it's becoming and may end up being ultimately an actual tough team in the AFC, which is, it's hard to even say. It's hard to say out loud, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Dan, but the thing that I think is most interesting is that the teams out there and their willingness to take the cap hits that they're taking on these deals. I mean, Antonio Brown left the Steelers of their own choice holding a bag of, what, $21 million against the cap. Some of these other deals are doing the same things, which I think underscores your point. Malcontents not welcome in NFL locker rooms where the chemistry is so delicate.
Yeah, Bruce, I think you're right, and I think one of the things, if you were to actually, you know, I like John Dorsey a lot, but one of the mistakes I think he made here was he just didn't manage his cap well enough, and we're still paying that price a little bit, and I think while the Chiefs' moves here in free agency may not be the flash that we've seen over the last 24, 48 hours, I really think they've done well to make this team better. There's a lot of moves taking place here. But you can see already Justin Houston has not been – nothing's happened with Justin Houston. So while Justin might have thought that he was way more valuable than the Chiefs did, obviously the Chiefs were probably more in the market space than Justin was.
What about D Ford to San Francisco? Did that surprise you that they moved on from him?
You know, no, it did not. And I think it's a good deal. I like D. I'll miss D. But D had one good year in his four, in my opinion, and he was injured much of that. To me, the problem with the National Football League right now, guys, and just to put it as blunt as I can, is guaranteed money. It's absurd, and it kills teams. It hamstrings teams. And D. Ford was never going to get the guaranteed money that he wanted here. And frankly, I'm not sure even if it weren't guaranteed that kind of $87 million, you know, that's a lot of money and a big, long contract. I'm not sure that the Chiefs can't do and you mentioned it in the tease a little bit. There's a little to do here with the 4-3 change, and if that indeed is what's going to happen, it certainly is looking like that. I'm not sure D. Ford's role is worth $87 million.
Right.
So – yeah. I kind of feel like it was a good move, and I think it's probably honestly a good move for D as well. I think it'll give him a chance to play his spot, to have some guaranteed money, to get out there, and if he can continue to do what he was doing this last year, that's money isn't necessarily out of order. But I'm just not convinced from what we saw here in his four years here that was warranted. And I think the Chiefs would say that as well.
I didn't like the move for Tyrann Mathieu. I loved it. And I loved it because if you're going to a 4-3, you've got to have more run support from your safeties. This is a guy that has proven his worth in that regard. He's a guy that can come up, make plays at the line of scrimmage. He can also cover. You want him to be healthy, and that's always the thing that you roll the dice with, obviously. But I loved this move because I thought it made the Chiefs immediately better defensively.
Yeah, I almost jumped in on there when you said you didn't like it. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I know. I'm not that stupid.
Yeah,
Just hang with me.
We were both crazy about it yesterday, yeah.
Yeah, loved
this
it.
This is definitely a sound move. And I, frankly, I don't think Eric Berry's going to make it back on the field. I'm not sure what's going on here, but I think all season long we fought this last year. And we all got to the point where we just were, I don't know what I can tell you, I'm writing this guy off. And as much as I like Eric Berry, I think you may see Eric Berry retire. I have a feeling that he was trying to get to this payoff in his contract, and we're there now. So we'll see what happens in the next day or two. Maybe indeed he makes it back, but I just don't think you can count on Eric Berry anymore. And Mathieu is the answer to that, and I really feel like that was a solid, solid move.
Talking to Dan Israel of Chiefs Radio Network. All right, so you can't necessarily predict who Kansas City in particular is going to go out and pick up in free agency. So let's focus on the draft a little bit. Maybe not necessarily who, but what needs will be addressed, do you think, Dan, in the draft?
Yeah, I'm just starting to tear into all of this. I wanted to see what the moves were going to be in free agency. You know, I mean, we went hard in the draft last year with defense and yet still fell short. But I really like, let me just back up a little bit and say, just getting to know Steve Spagnuolo a little. Guys, there is a definite, and I liked Bob Sutton a lot as a person, but there is a definite energy difference between probably what was a 65, 67-year-old Sutton and Spagnuolo. I'm not even sure how old Spagnuolo is, but he appears to me to be much younger, and there is more energy there. There is more and the other thing I like about it, you know, one of the things that Sutton's defense was predicated on was disguise. The 3-4 gives you a lot of flexibility to hide coverages and disguise blitzes, and the 4-3 does not. Again, don't know that that's what we're switching to. But when you add everything up and you look at this defense and you look at Spagnuolo's history, it sure appears that way. You've got basically a 4-3, which is so incredibly dependent on the defensive ends. I mean, you've got Chris Jones on one side now and Bailey on the other. I really feel like that is these guys may be right now the stars of the defense. And so why not build around them, right? Whatever it is, take your best players, put them in their best positions. So I think you're going to see them be able to get pressure on the quarterback. That frees up that linebacking core to do a little more coverage work, and now you don't have the Justin Houston out there, which Justin was a little caught in no man's land. I mean, we saw that in a couple of games, the Chargers game in particular, where he wasn't rushing the quarterback and he wasn't dropping into coverage. Well, what are you doing? You know, I mean, you let the guys wide open, right? So I really feel like the pieces there are kind of more in place. So I'm not so sure you'll see a solid, you know, six or seven picks on the defense like we saw last year in this year's draft. I think you may see them go after that. You know, Demetrius Harris was basically announced that he's intending to sign with the Browns this morning. So I think you're going to see maybe them go after a tight end. I think you'll see them go after maybe some of these positions. We did get the Carlos Hyde, so the running back I doubt they'll take. But I think you could see maybe a lineman would be really nice, offensive lineman, that is, especially with the vacancy of Mitch Morris. So I'm not sure where I'd actually prioritize those first couple of picks. I think that the critical ones are always probably the first round, but I think you always end up overpaying in the first round as well. I never felt like Dee Ford from the beginning was a first rounder. You know, going back to Dee, I never really felt like he was. I know Dorsey was high on him at the time, and certainly the way he played last year, he played more like a first rounder. But that, you know, the first year, we really struggled to see Dee even make it on the field. I mean, there was a couple of years at camp where we just kept calling him a one-trick pony because we never really saw any variation out of him. So first round's a little bit of a, you know, a dice roll, right? But that second and third round, I'm really anxious to kind of see what kind of talent's going to be there. I think you got to improve the cornerback situation. I still think that isn't where it needs to be. I'm sure they'll go after a couple of cornerbacks. You know, from what I'm tearing into right now, though, that's kind of where I'm leaning.
Dan, do you look with a wary eye towards the Raiders right now, or do you think it's a train wreck in the making? But Antonio Brown, Trent Brown, three first-round draft picks. At the very least, the Raiders are interesting. I don't know where to go much more beyond that. How do you view it?
Yeah, exactly that. I'm not sure exactly how to parse it. If you take a look at the AFC West with the addition of Joe Flacco to the Broncos, and guys, I felt like John Gruden was underperforming as a coach last year in almost every category. And I could be dead wrong. I mean, I'm really surprised that Jeff Fisher never amounted to anything when he went to the Rams. But I feel like at some point, Gruden is going to start to be that Super Bowl winning coach again. And when he does, he's going to have a lot of talent on his hands. And I don't think there's any question that when you start talking about quarterback to receiver combinations, that you're going to have Derek Carr hitting Antonio Brown all day long. I don't like that at all. I mean, I think we saw what the loss of, you know, when they let Cooper go, I just felt like, you know, they never really connected the dots with Carr last year. They never really gave him much to fight, and now he's got guys everywhere. So I feel like they've definitely improved in terms of talent, and if their coaching comes together, they could be formidable. I'm not sure that the answer in Denver is Flacco, but
me neither.
It's definitely an improvement. You talk about the next year or two. It's definitely an improvement over where they were at. I just felt like they didn't have anything. And then the Chargers, for whatever reason, surprise me every year. I think I told you in September of last year, don't worry about the Chargers. Focus on the Raiders. And I couldn't have been more wrong. But I feel like they are at least in the hunt every year with this thing. And so AFC is getting tougher, no question about it. AFC West.
What are you saying, Dan? Jared Cook wasn't doing it for you out there in Oakland?
Yeah, I mean, it happened.
That's
you
not the
what?
Answer?
Jared Cook was all that was doing it.
You're right. Him and a couple of check down running backs. Always good to catch up with you, Dan. We'll check back in with you after the draft and let you let us know what you thought of the Chiefs draft when it comes around, all right?
Thanks, Dan.
Sounds good, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Good. Dan Israel, Chiefs Radio Network. All right, we got one more pair of tickets to give away to go see Shinedown. They're coming to Interest Bank Arena March the 19th. That's a Tuesday. Papa Roach and Asking Alexandria will be with them. Shinedown tickets, 869-1240. Call Dusty. Be caller number 5, 869-1240. Free concert ticks on this day in sports history, presented by Superior Rents. Straight ahead.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
Hi, this is Jeff Long.
And I'm Josh Long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.